Hello and welcome to We the People. Now, the popular photo and video sharing social networking site Instagram has taken a potentially massive decision to stop tallying hearts or likes on posts. First tried in Canada, Instagram is now rolling out this experiment to users in Ireland, Italy, Japan, Brazil, Australia, and New Zealand. The test, which only shows a post's like count to the person who posted it, is reportedly an attempt to promote digital well-being and to limit the app's effects on mental health. Remember that in 2017, a UK survey ranked Instagram as the worst amongst five social networks for mental health, saying that the use of the platform increases anxiety, feelings of isolation, psychological distress and depression. Basically, it also, as one says online, having major FOMO or fear of missing out. We're asking tonight, Instagram's move, do you like it? Is it enough? Will it actually improve users' mental health? And the bigger question, it's not really just about Instagram. Is social networking to blame? A March 2019 study published by the American Psychological Association showed increases in depression and anxiety and dips in self-esteem for those born after 1995 that can be linked in part to social media platforms. Or are we just blaming technology for all ills because it is the new element in an old equation? On the show tonight, we have Payal Arora, digital anthropologist, also an associate professor at the Erasmus University from Rotterdam, joining us. We have Amit Sen, director, Children's First Health, wellness and fitness professional. Vikram Sharma, CEO and president of the Baidyanath Group, one of the biggest names in Indian healthcare. Dilip Cherian, CEO of Perfect Relations. And Karan Marwa, a founding editor, Food Delhi, one of the most renowned food blogs in Delhi. Do we have Akash? Okay. All right. So before we get to Akash Javeri, while mental health and social media have a complex relationship, but the point of life is that we are social beings and we all crave being liked. Everybody wants to be liked. Now, will this just rob the platform of its essential quality?
Firstly, thank you for having me on the show. And when we are asking these questions, we need to fundamentally recognize that this is not a technological problem, as you say. It's a human problem, as well as it requires human solutions. And these spaces are not just technological spaces, but they're public spaces, which means that when we're talking about, say, banning an app, what we're saying is we should do a curfew on a particular public space. That's a nuclear option, and that basically just suppresses a problem, and it will find, these kind of behaviors will find their avenues on other applications. So who are the users, right? They're fundamentally young people who are desperate to differentiate themselves. They are at a very critical stage of self-discovery. So they are going to find whatever you do, whatever Instagram does is suppresses their likes. They are going to find a way in which they can create a hierarchy. So I'm not saying that the technology platforms are abdicating any kind of, they should be abdicating their responsibility. But what I'm saying is that it is combined with literacy to talking to our children, but also understanding that this is the stage they're at. And there's a lot of also good going on these platforms. It's not sure representative of all this moral panic that's going on, right?
All right. So we have Akash Akankar joining us from Bombay. We'll get you in a bit. Dilip, Payal talked about responsibility. Is there a case for corporate responsibility here? Because, Instagram says they want to be, and I'm quoting, the safest, kindest platform for teens to express themselves. But many would say that these incentives to win on social media, to be a boss, as, Lily Singh says, is all part of the game. It's inbuilt in the company because that's how it helps the company make money.
Some companies are clever. They're moving ahead of the game. They recognize that at some point of time, there's going to be a pushback, gentle, legislative or legal, from society in the form of government regulations. So clever companies are already beginning, like, for example, TikTok takes down videos faster than almost anybody can using artificial intelligence.
Correct.
So the fact is that companies can sense that something is amiss. And this behavior is something that a lot of people are talking about. In fact, now many phones come with a kind of meter which lets you know if you spent more than a certain amount of time on a certain app. So the fact that technology companies, as in hardware companies, recognize that there's a problem here means that companies who are sensitive to this. So is Instagram being selfless about this? No, they are predictive as to what the social norms are going to dictate in terms of regulation. The second thing is that is it going to affect their marketing? No, it's not going to affect marketing because they sell depending on the number of people who follow a particular person. So as long as that number stays viable and meterable, so it's going to be worth measuring that, and that's what they market on the basis of. So as long as you have enough people following you. Now take the case of YouTube. You can like or dislike a particular video. So I think that you will probably see that somewhere in the method of metering, various companies are going to experiment with different things.
But cynics point out that I can still see how many people have liked me. It's others who can't. So basically what they're aiming at is these brands and influencers are going to be the most affected, because now the brands have to go through Instagram, which has missed out on all of these millions that are being exchanged because brands can go directly to influencers. So it's actually a smart move is what cynics would say.
From a marketing point of view, as long as you can meter something, you can sell it. It's basically that you're harvesting what the average Joe, the consumer, or the average Jane, the buyer, is looking for. So the fact that you can access that information, in fact, it's also a small step away, maybe a year or two, before companies recognize that marketing this private like, dislike is also an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
So the choice you have as users of all this is that, are you giving up this free information in return for the joy of the platform?
Correct. Okay, talking about influencers, we have Akash joining us. Akash Tanikar is a TikTok influencer. He has 1.3 million followers on TikTok. His flip videos have garnered 15 million likes. Akash, aap TikTok influencer ho, iska matlab kya hai?
कि मैं फ्लिप्स के वीडियोस डालता हूँ अपने लोगों के लिए, इन्फ्लुएंसर हूँ, फ्लिप्स को मैं आगे बढ़ाना चाहता हूँ, स्पोर्ट्स को
नहीं. तो जब लोग कहते हैं कि आप इन्फ्लुएंसर हो, आप फेमस हो, आप सिर्फ ये वीडियोस के लिए फेमस होते हैं?
नहीं, वीडियोस के लिए नहीं, मैं चाहता हूँ कि लोग मुझे जाने. और मैं सिर्फ फ्लिप्स नहीं करता, मैं डांस भी करता हूँ, एक्टिंग भी करता हूँ.
नहीं, आपके मन में आप इसको एक्सप्लेन कैसे करते हो? आपने कभी सोचा कि आपके साथ ये हो सकता है?
नहीं, कभी नहीं.
नहीं, जब आप जाते हो, जब आप रोड पे चलते हो, क्या लोग आपको रिकॉग्नाइज करते हैं, जैसे हम फिल्म स्टार्स, बॉलीवुड स्टार्स को रिकॉग्नाइज करते हैं? पहचानते हैं आपको लोग?
कुछ लोग करते हैं. हाँ, पहचानते.
तो और इसके अलावा आप क्या करते हो? क्या आपकी मतलब डे जॉब होती है, दूसरी नौकरी है, इससे आपको घर चलाने के लिए पैसा मिलता है?
हाँ, मैं अर्न कर लेता हूँ इससे, ऑनलाइन सोशल मीडिया से.
अप्रोक्सीमेटली कैन यू गिव अस एन आइडिया? आपकी फैमिली में कितने लोग हैं? सब आपके ऊपर डिपेंड है?
नहीं, सब नहीं डिपेंड है.
अच्छा, नहीं, हर ये कैसी, हाउ डज दिस वर्क? हर वीडियो के लिए आपको पैसा मिलता है कि कैसा चलता है ये?
हाँ, हर वीडियो के हिसाब से मिलता है.
अच्छा, और आकाश देखो, जो इंस्टाग्राम के साथ अभी हो रही है कि कंपनी कह रही है कि लाइक्स को हटा देंगे, कल ये टिकटॉक के साथ भी हो सकती है, और अभी तो बात भी हो रही है कि टिकटॉक को बैन किया जाए, तो आप क्या कहोगे?
मैं कहूँगा तो बैन नहीं करना चाहिए, क्योंकि जो लोग कुछ नहीं करते थे उनको भी कुछ करने का मौका मिल रहा है इस ऐप के थ्रू. जिसके पास टैलेंट है वो अपना टैलेंट दिखा सकता है सीधा. और कितने लोग ऐसे हैं भी जो कुछ नहीं करते थे, आज बहुत कुछ कर रहे टिकटॉक के थ्रू.
बट जो लोग जो एक्सट्रीम्स में जाते हैं, उनको आप क्या कहोगे? सरकार की भी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी
कुछ लोग ही है. हाँ, वो जैसे कुछ ही लोग हैं जो मतलब खुद कुछ नहीं करते और सामने वाले को करने वाले को भी करने नहीं देते।
All right. Okay. So, okay, haters gonna hate is what you're basically saying. All right. So, Payal, again to you, social media plays a role in unhappiness, but also, like you said, there are many benefits of this. And are we just blaming the medium for the message? What happened to innate inner confidence?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, if we put the user at the center, we should be asking the question of what is it that's motivating millions of young people to these platforms, right? And we will realize that these users, these young people, just like the guy here, is that very aspirational, right? And this is actually a phenomenal level playing field because think about it, these young people are constantly subjected to pressures from society, and global inequality is on the rise. The barriers are so overwhelming in terms that you feel the system is rigged. And then you have this new online space where these youngsters are actually better at the adults. And you know what? They can become an influencer. They can become somebody who can be recognized, seen, and heard, regardless of your caste, your class, your religion. And that really is hope. What this platform, in some ways, is doing is it's giving hope. And we should be very careful of tampering with that kind of hope. We better be replacing it with something else because we have created a lot of pressures on these kids. So I see this as them capitalizing on whatever they have it, and they are showing this tremendous amount of entrepreneurial spirit. And by the way, Instagram has got things wrong. Like they look at their official statement. What they're saying is that this is the suppression of likes is basically to help friends connect with the content. Two things are wrong. Majority of people are not your friends. They're strangers. That's how you get your likes. Secondly, is that they engage, the content is what is creating the low self-esteem. It's not just the likes. And so it's very easy to say they're deflecting it on the likes, but actually it's a, you know, you sitting at Taj at the Taj Hotel, just like relaxing with your cup of tea. You know that's sending a social signal, right? That I am wealthy. So that's the kind of content which is always constantly curating yourself, saying, listen, I am like in the highest amount of the pecking order. I'm with the cool people. I'm, you know, lounging in these places that you can't afford. And that is the very content which is going to be very hard to regulate from these. And these companies are not going to touch that because that's the material that needs to be talked about. Not, I mean, the likes are sort of a symptomatic thing. And we can actually sort of, you know, a user who's motivated can, it's just a 2 degree of separation and they can find out.
So this
So I
doesn't
would like
really
to hear
solve the
from
problem.
Instagram.
It's just a shallow response or
Of
disingenuous,
course,
perhaps,
yeah.
response by the company. Akash Jhaveri joins us. He's a tech reporter. Akash, you've described yourself as a former Instagram addict, and you completely support Instagram removing these likes. Basically, you like double-ticked it. Why is that? What's your personal experience been like?
So when I graduated out of college last year, and that's a very emotional time for a lot of young adults, and in a phase like this where any bit of constant pressure from outside can affect you, like people getting new jobs, your friends going abroad, people going out for courses, like those things, they start taking a toll on you. So I remember being like all of my bestest friends, when they would go out, instead of me being happy, I started getting this feeling of jealousy that, well, why is this guy getting this? Why am I still here? And I'm sure that a lot of younger adults, when they're in that transition phase from being a student of a final year of college to being unemployed overnight, it's a lot of pressure to deal with when you suddenly reach out to the masses and you're now in the corporate world, as they say. So when Instagram starts this feature of hiding the likes, of course it's not going to solve, as Payal said earlier, it's not going to solve the inherent issue that the content that people are putting out is still not authentic. But I think it's the first important step in which you try taking the people's attention away from the likes and get them to focus a little bit more over the on the content. And so just that people stop comparing each other. And of course, that's the thing of self-worth these days, where if a friend gets more likes than me on a post, then is that person better than me? Is that person more famous than me? And you start having these overthinking thoughts, and that's what gets to a lot of young people. Because when I have these conversations with my friends, it struck to me that it's so common. A lot of people are having these, and it's not just me.
Correct, but you've been candid. You wrote a public piece about being jealous of your friends, basically. But like you said, this is part of your life, especially for your generation. So when, at which point did you realize that you were addicted?
So, of course, like right after college, when you have a lot of free time, you of course spend a lot of time in doing these things, and just like under the pretext of saying I'm just checking out on my friends, you are looking to see what they're doing in their life and how their life is going. And over time, that starts building on that. You are constantly checking how that person is overtaking you professionally, personally, and how they are reaching further in life. And for me, like, I always knew what I wanted to do in my life.
You know, but Payal talked about content. She said the problem is not the likes, the problem is the content. But you've basically, you're back on Instagram. Mm. You said you've unfollowed phony profiles. You only follow photography and tech accounts that are sources of creative inspiration for you. So you believe this will make the platform pure again. It will take it back to the original concept of the platform.
I feel so. So basically, it just changes your objective of why you're using Instagram. Because when you're using Instagram without an objective, you are going to look at all these accounts which are, of course, going to show a really glamorous life. And when those expectations start hitting you, when you don't know what to expect from Instagram anymore, the algorithm will show you what it wants to show you. And of course, it will want to show you the prettier picture. But that, like, I always knew from the inside, and I'm sure most people would know that most of it is not authentic, or like you don't get to see the 90% hard work that goes behind any person putting that post out. And that realization is what really helped me get out of this, that of course everyone has their own struggles. It's just that these people are probably not showing it as evidently or as clearly as they should be. So that was a major step for me, getting that realization. And once I had that, then I knew I was in a way invincible, that no matter what anyone puts out, I know why I'm on Instagram, and I know what I'm learning and getting out of it, and getting that realization inside me that this content will no longer affect me is an important step that I wish a lot of other younger people also start developing over time.
All right, that's a lot of self-confidence. Amit Sen, Dilip also talked about algorithms, artificial intelligence doing the job for us. But what about that innate self-confidence that comes from within, of knowing, you know, what to read into someone's picture and what that really means?
Yeah, in fact, one of the crucial central point of growing up is to do with developing self-worth. It's about getting validated for who you are, isn't it? And no doubt some of these digital platforms actually provides that. However, what it does is actually provides you a space to put up a certain persona rather than who you actually are. In fact, I can share with you that when WhatsApp came up, I joined it, and in 2 weeks' time, I left it because I felt so inadequate and so unhappy, because everybody else in the world was actually celebrating their lives, having the best of holidays, and it was all success stories. But that's not quite how the human condition is, isn't it? So I think there's a lot in the way this digital media has affected young people, which is now being borne out by research. As you said, you quoted the UK research. There is American research now which says that, you know, there's a large contribution of digital media in the mental health of young people. They've said that between the ages of 8 to 10, 8 hours of their waking up time is spent on digital media. And in teenagers, it's 11 hours and more. So they say that they spend more time on digital media than they do in school, or any other activity for that matter, even sleep perhaps sometimes, you know. And that's the kind of reality that we are. And what are they looking for? They're looking for that immediate buzz. They're looking for that superficial high, that pleasure, that which is immediate, right? And when you don't get that, you know, the chances of feeling completely demoralized, you know, completely let down by the world around you. And again, to think about, you know, how these are strangers, really. They don't know you. And when you're looking for only superficial connections, a tick in the box, a heart from somewhere, yeah, a person that you don't know, what happens to the genuine, authentic relationships? You'll find that children, you know, the moment they, you know, put their back down in at home, they'll run for their mobile phone or something digital to see what is there, you know. So the and many of them actually refuse to go out and play nowadays, or invite, you know, kids to have a board game or have a conversation and so on. And
also
those are kind of things that
also being working and, you know, also both parents possibly working, and maybe
I mean, those are other kind of realities of life that impact young people these days. But there's no question that although in virtually we are the most connected generation, actually personally we are perhaps the most disconnected generation. You know,
but
in terms of
it's
authentic
not all
relationships,
negative, right? We have Vishakha Bhaskar here. And you're a fashion blogger. Your Twitter handle is Love Them Curves. You've got curves, basically, and you flaunt it, and you're unapologetic, and you make money off it.
Yeah, so it basically started off as a hobby in my college when I come from an economics background. I was not really good at it, I realized. And this one time, this friend passed a backhanded compliment that, you know, oh, you dress up quite well for your size. And I said, okay. I was like, oh my God, I got a compliment today. And when I went back home, I was like, oh no, 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 that wasn't a compliment. So I just thought that, you know, there are so many girls like me who probably go through body image issues on a daily basis. And Instagram would be a great platform to start, let's say, an Instagram blog. At that time, I started blogging, but then I moved to Instagram to reach out to these girls more. And yeah, what started off as a hobby a couple of years down the line, it became like a part-time job. But yeah, I also kind of gave it up after a...
Why?
Because online hate is real. It's real. Because, you know, we do go through body image issues and we can always show that there's a happy picture that, oh, yeah, I love myself and all those things. But internally, even if that one comment on a photo of yours, which you were very confident about, it can totally ruin...
No, but aren't you the winner over here? Because you're laughing all the way to the bank, so people can say what they want.
That's true. That's true. But that also happens being a blogger. I'm sure whoever is watching would agree. But consistency is very important when you are in the blogging business.
Yeah.
It's very important. And when I started it in my college, I was dealing with economics honors, getting good marks and finding a job. So consistency.
So you had other, you know,
yes.
other things you had
yes.
to focus on. So it wasn't only just the hate
exactly.
online.
Because initially when you start blogging, the ROI of the time you invest there, the ROI is not as high as you expect. But nowadays with people buying followers and likes, obviously it shows a very beautiful picture that you're making lakhs. But the truth is something very different if you have to do it ethically.
Okay. So when you talk about consistency, the other word for it really is pressure. Because Lily Singh also, she was ranked 10th on the Forbes list of the world's top earning stars on YouTube in 2017. She took home $10 million yeah. that year, but she fell victim to this 21st century burnout. And she talked about anxiety and the overwhelming pressure to perform for a growing subscriber base. Because, Dilip, she said, and the key word over there was, she said, your fear is that you'll become irrelevant.
You know,
why is it relevant? Like, that's the worst. That's worse than death for
whoever,
the next generation.
Whoever believed that Facebook would need to acquire Instagram to stay relevant as a corporation. So, just like individuals are falling prey to irrelevance depending on which medium they are in. I mean, today's great opinion writers in the center page of newspapers find that not a quarter of the people who they want to influence read them anyway. So this is a steady march of change, not of technology, not of medium, but it's actually happening. So unless you, and young people are under this pressure, because the time frames have shrunk.
Yes.
So Honey, I Shrunk the Kid on Spotify has now moved to Pinterest and moved somewhere else. So unless you can quickly reinvent yourself, turn on a pin as it were, you're just going to be irrelevant very quickly. But people who earn these gazillions of dollars actually don't have reason to complain about that, because what happens is that if they are smart, they quickly create a back office to do that creativity and plug them back into relevance.
But does that take away the authenticity then?
That's the game that they don't want to play, because they don't realize that actually after a certain number of numbers, it's only a question of feeding the machine and the beast wants new
products. So you have a lot of clients like this?
Yes, absolutely.
Basically.
You know, in our business, when we do it for clients, you actually put a team behind it and forget the authenticity. You've got to get the voice out to the numbers, otherwise you're a loser.
But then the audience is, I mean, those followers aren't really talking to the real person. They're talking to your team.
That's where the real skill lies. As long as that person has the ability to direct you, it's like a play. if you are the director, you're not playing every single role, but you've got to understand that it's all the roles which make up the play. So you are the director, and you ascribe to yourself that role, and not the role of being the penny pinching hitter of every shot.
Vishakha, what would you say to Dilip? Because you talked about, you know, the whole process actually being corrupted. In a sense, you said that also made you step away or step back.
Okay, so I have had my share of experiences with Instagram. I can totally divide it into phases. I started off as a blogger, but Instagram actually made me an entrepreneur. I have my own clothing label now. And Instagram is the only driving force for me. Like, I get most of the sales from there.
Right.
So I think it totally depends on the segment you're talking about. If I say blogging, it's definitely corrupted. But if you're talking about entrepreneurship or running something, running a business on Instagram, then definitely it's a great platform. And I think on very different scales, you can't really... So for me, honestly, being an entrepreneur, I have to be on my phone consistently. And this is where, you know, after moving from a blogger to an entrepreneur also, one thing that stays constant is my anxiety. Because even though right now I'm talking, what I'm thinking is, oh, maybe one of my customers has, you know, pinged me on my Instagram. Maybe she needs some guidance. So yes, I think as a platform on the whole, one thing definitely stays constant is anxiety, regardless of you being a blogger or an entrepreneur or a celebrity.
You know, there was a fashion person in your business who I once counseled quite recently. And I said, you've got to move away from actually being the representative of what you stand for on it and have a bunch of friends who you throw up in front of you, paid or unpaid. And that's the way to divide the anxiety. Of course, it means dividing any possible revenue, but that's the way it works.
If I can jump in and, you know, take from what Dilip is saying about it being a big game. Indeed, it is. In fact, I think it's a, you know, the digital industry has become a behemoth. It's massive, absolutely. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, which is actually eyeing and looking at young people and their vulnerabilities and are, you know, using algorithms to figure out as to which part of the world, which young people will bite which bait. Right. And in fact, indeed, it's one of the researchers in this field who are more concerned with the young people rather than, you know, how much profit these, you know, these multimedia companies are making, have gone ahead and said that, indeed, the young people are not the users. They are, in fact, the products. And they are sold to the investors, to the, you know, this larger, huge industry who are looking for, the vulnerable young people across the world. Tens of thousands, of probably millions of them, who will bite this bait and keep this industry going. And that's what they need to be aware of. Young people need to be aware of where their vulnerabilities lie and what is it, in fact, that will genuinely get them the self of self-worth, where their development will be holistic, where they will find genuine friends and genuine professions to pursue.
Completely agree. Meaning, this is a machine which is actually consuming your attention. And so, the CEO of Netflix, when once asked what was his competition, he said, I have no competition except for sleep. So the social media business has no competition except your attention. So if you're giving it attention, remember that's the product.
Okay, Akash, let's go to Akash then. Akash Atankar, aapko stress hoti hai? कि आप यू वी टॉक अबाउट 15 मिनट्स ऑफ फेम कि कल क्या करोगे आज आपको 1 मिलियन लाइक्स आए हैं क्योंकि आप यू नो मरीन ड्राइव से फ्लिप किया है फिर कल आपको ब्रिज से फ्लिप करना पड़ेगा परसों आपको बिल्डिंग से फ्लिप करना पड़ेगा आपको स्ट्रेस होती है कि हर दिन आप कैसे आप कितना दूर जाओगे हाउ फार विल यू गो
मैं कंटेंट पे मतलब जाना दूर जरूरी नहीं है मैं अपने नजदीक में भी कर सकता हूँ बस क्रिएटिविटी चाहिए ज़रूरी नहीं है कहीं ऊपर से फ्लिप करूँ कार से फ्लिप करूँ मैं एक ही फ्लिप कर सकता हूँ उसमें अगर मैंने क्रिएटिविटी दिखा दी तो वो लाइक्स उस पर आने ही है
नहीं बट आकाश लोग नया कंटेंट चाहते हैं ना हर दिन वो ही नहीं देखना चाहते क्या आप वो सोचते हो ये आपको जब आप रात को सोते हो जब आपको आपको प्रेशर है आपको स्ट्रेस होती है इसके बारे में
नहीं नहीं मुझे मज़ा आता है करने ये मेरा काम है स्ट्रेस नहीं होता
और आपके पेरेंट्स क्या कहते हैं
उल्टा मुझे मजा आता है सोचने वो खुश है इससे वो कहते हैं कि कुछ कर तो रहा है मेरा बेटा
आपको आप सोचते हो कि फ्यूचर में भी आप ये करोगे कितने साल तक करोगे फिर कितने साल तक करोगे आप ये?
अब फ्यूचर, वैसे फ्यूचर का तो पता ही नहीं, कल का भी नहीं पता कल क्या होगा, तो मैं आज का सोच के जीता हूँ.
सो दैट्स योलो. Okay, that's YOLO, everyone, for this generation. Okay, but on the other hand, Vikram, is banning TikTok the solution, or are we just blaming the medium for something that lies inherently in all of us?
Oh, absolutely. I feel that any scenario, any profession, any situation will have lots of people resenting it. Lots of people who will, you know, who have internal issues, whether it's depression or low self-image, but that's a human problem. And then they blame it on something else. Now, when we talk about Instagram, for instance, you know, my Instagram, I have a closed Instagram account. So I, you know, for me, it's great that the likes are there, that the comments are there, because wherever I am, I'm only communicating with my friends who are across the globe. I was in Chicago recently, and I put a post over there, and my friend from France, Amber, she was in Chicago on work, and she said, "Oh, you are here. Let's just meet." So I use it for those reasons. So for me, it's a great thing. The likes are great because, you know, it's a reminder that, okay, I'm watching your Instagram, I'm your friend, and oh, great, what you're doing is fantastic. When people have an open Instagram account, you know, so they want more and more followers to follow them, people who they don't even know, and then they're looking for constant approval from people who they have no clue about. That is probably the problem. But again, that has to be sorted out, not by banning the likes or by or the comments.
So where do you stand on Instagram saying they're going to take away the heart option?
I think it's wrong. It's not required.
Well, then what would you say for those who say, look, it affects young people's mental health. This is at their most impressionable age. They are targeting the youth, and they've come on this platform and you've magnified their anxieties.
No, any and everything affects the young youth.
But this magnifies it. It's not the same as when we were kids in a playground. There are 5 kids saying, okay, you're fat or whatever it is. Here, it's like 50,000 people saying the same. And we don't have the algorithms or artificial intelligence in place. Does Instagram not have a responsibility to do this?
No, that is the responsibility of the parents. Times have changed, so you have to deal with children differently. The way my parents dealt with me is not the way my sister is dealing with her children. Forget Instagram. I'm just talking about life.
I think the responsibility has to be in all spheres, all the stakeholders, not just on parents. I think parents will have a responsibility, and I agree with that. And, you know, they have to educate their children about what the media will throw at them. And so do schools probably have to have discussions with parents and children about it. There could be, the state which can come in here and say that this content or, you know, the amount of time that you spend on social media must be curtailed, and there has to be a balance between the two. So there are many stakeholders that can come into and help children. Again, I think the important question here is that who is the vulnerable lot? Indeed, they are the children and adolescents. If you look at adults, they might be able to make more balanced judgments about how much. And indeed, if you look at even adults, I think that they also get really carried away. And there are so many who will not be able to put their phone down till the time they're sleeping, sure, or even after that, isn't it? Yeah.
On a facetious note, I think the answer probably is going to be purely facetious, that you may need a chip to control your social media behavior. So to implant yourself in this.
So technology
will have to be the answer.
No, but your phone tells you, how much time you spent looking at it. So that in itself.
But again, you're dependent on your phone to tell you something you should know yourself. Your eyes are blurry. You need sleep. But I'm going to listen to my phone to tell me what to do. Karan, you have one of the most renowned food blogs in Delhi. I mean, food was one of, you know, the core issues of Instagram. That's how it all started. Everybody would blog about food, something that we all love. And now it's become a beast. It's grown. Where do you stand on this?
So basically, yes, you're right. Food has become a beast. Today, there are like thousands of food bloggers within Delhi. There are thousands of people calling them influencers within Delhi, not just India. My problem with Instagram hiding likes, according to me, is it's a question. How many things will you hide? As the lady mentioned, she had some comments that caused her anxiety. There's something else that's causing anxiety, and you have to find the right solution, because if you're hiding likes to, you know, create, to dismiss that competition factor, people who want to flaunt their likes, they'll still do it. They'll take a screenshot of their dashboard, they'll put it on the story, they'll still show the world, this is the amount of likes I'm getting. Mm. So what is the solution? Is hiding likes the ultimate solution? I don't think so. How many things can you hide? This is my problem. And I think all us influencers who are dependent on, you know, platforms like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, we are at the behest of the companies. They can change anything in an instant, and they can destroy an industry. Hiding the likes can cause a setback for the influencer, the typical influencer, because you know, a number of campaigns that I've done through my Instagram, people don't even ask for the insights because they're happy. The people who are creating those campaigns are just happy looking at the number of likes. They're not asking for insights. And, you know, that could cause a problem. So that's my issue. Influencers.
But what about, you know, the reality is, Amit, that most of these global selfie deaths are happening in India. So is there something India specific? They're trying this in other countries. They haven't come to India yet. India is one of the largest markets. Why is it that we have people going to such extremes to try and get validation on social media? You know, there was that quote, is our life just worth one photo? Ironically, tragically, it was a question that was posted in March on an Instagram account of Vishnu and Meenakshi Murthy to software engineers and travel bloggers from Silicon Valley. And the photo where this caption was there showed Meenakshi sitting on the edge of a rock at the Grand Canyon. And then in October, they were killed after they fell. They had an 800-foot drop at Yosemite at the National Park, and where they were probably taking pictures for Instagram. We see these dangerous trends, the pod tide trend, things like that. Why specifically is India so vulnerable, or the Indian youth so vulnerable?
So there are multifarious and very complex reasons for that we grapple with when we work with children and adolescents. And we know now that India has perhaps the highest suicide rates amongst the youth between the age of 10 to 24. The rates of depression are skyrocketing. Substance misuse, etc., is so high. And some of those triggers actually reside in the way our society and community is structured, the kind of expectations we have of our children. And one of the biggest things, of course, is the academic pressure and the constant need to, you know, to excel, to prove yourself.
Yes, but and the, despite and doing the irony all that, is also that abroad, you have to only be 13 to have a Facebook account. In India, you have to be 18. And well, I'm sure everybody is violating that law.
Yeah, they're violating it. Nobody follows that, isn't it? Yeah.
Nobody follows that.
Nobody follows that, isn't it? Such young kids actually.
Anyone in our audience would like to speak?
All of social media, right?
Here, you want to speak?
Can I just complete a few things I wanted to say about this whole culture? We also, I think, are very exacting about our children, you know, about connecting to their deeper emotional needs, about the holistic development. We don't see it like that. And where do they need, have to turn to? They have social media to turn to. And I think that it's become such a big issue right now, such a big thing for kids to go to. And it's in their, you know, in the classrooms, in the playfield. There's so much of talk about how many likes did you get, where did you go for a holiday. It's absolutely rampant amongst children. And that's probably one of the reasons
why. But why blame Instagram? Where did you go for a holiday? Surely your child should have the confidence of knowing, you know, it doesn't matter if my friend went to London or wherever it is that they went.
Yes.
But if you only went to Dehradun, it sort of becomes an issue for... Unfortunately, that's the age in a certain economic type that you're talking about, who are the catchment for this kind of game. So, and they are the aspirational class.
Yes.
So the problem is there.
Go ahead.
Yes. So this is very irony, and my question is related in context of cyberbullying. There is recently one of the best instances that one of the mature guy got fame, but the many of the comments and conversation registered against him. And one of the, he claimed that he don't want to out from the home to nearly 1 or 2 years due to the bullying. So we generate the modification and reform regarding the conversation, what exactly going in the comments, because they are getting depressed too much rather than to hiding the likes and all. So we need reform and...
That's an interesting point. So it's not the likes, it's the comments. So how does it matter?
That's getting debate too much.
Okay, that's a good point. Anyone else?
Avish coin has two sides. Okay, why Akash is here? Because he is famous just because of TikTok. And why the people are hiding likes is help, just like the earlier boy said, that it's depressing. That why I am not getting this much likes, why I am not famous. So the thing is that somehow if they are hiding a very very nice comment which the brother made, that the point in not in Instagram, the comment matters in every social media, in Twitter also, in Facebook also, sure. in Instagram also.
Sure.
So we have to hide the comments. We have to report the person who is doing the vulgar comments, who are doing the bad comments in that.
Okay, so this is not really solving the problem.
Basically, I am here for sharing my experience. When I am in class 10th and I joined register on Facebook account, as you started any new thing, then you have excited for that. So I am excited for that, and I post for a week 10 posts. And when I see that a person get 100 plus like, and I don't get that 30 likes, so then I type that please like my this comment, this like. So there is a mental pressure in my head for the certain period of time. But when I get mature and pass out in 11th, 12th, and then get inter. So then I really understand how can I misuse it and how can you to use it. I find a solution. So I get now I have to like some Facebook pages which give information and knowledgeable thing. So when I open my Facebook account, then I read all the posts and save it. But I don't do that thing with that post. That's really like
so
it.
So it's a vulnerable section, and it's the youth, and they will then move on, just as Facebook. Now there are no young people on Facebook. Facebook has also bought Instagram, and for and that reason, possibly. Let me get one other point. The Canadian YouTuber, Ellie Mills, she had 1.5 million subscribers. She has also, like Lily Singh, stepped back. She posted a video titled Burnout at 19. And the question for her was, what do you do when you achieve your lifelong dream faster than you expected? So what happens when you get such success at such an early age?
So I think, if I may add a point, I think being an influencer, you know, the quality that you need to have is to be, it's the quality of not giving up. Instagram is all about not giving up, because I know Instagram. You don't post for 2 days, your algorithm changes. The number of likes you are getting, it decreases. So for us influencers, the idea of giving up, how, you know, no matter how lucrative it is, but it is not an option at all. Because if we take a break, you know, it won't take a lot of time for us to.
But isn't that what life is about? Then I think it's great for the youth to be on this platform.
Absolutely. Social media is like riding a cycle. You can't stop pedaling.
Exactly.
And you're always pedaling or peddling something or the other.
But I think it happens in every field. Even if you are into acting, you are doing a movie, and if you stop doing that, people will just forget. Like, they'll just remember you. Yes, she was there in acting, but now she is not there. So I think blogging is all about that. You have to come up with your content, and I think I agree with this person. He says it's all about mental pressure. And Instagram coming up with this step of removing and hiding all the likes is because people are creating their content and they are working hard, but they are not getting that much of engagement which brand expects them to get. This is why they are going ahead with these bot likes, and Instagram can see it, that yes, they are buying likes, they are paying to other agencies in order to get those likes. Probably this is why Instagram is taking this step, because they know that yes, this influencer is jumping ahead, going on mountains, sitting over there, clicking pictures, creating that content, but in return the engagement is zero. This is where that influencer is probably going ahead with bot likes and engagements that a brand expects them.
So how fragile?
Saloni, you're a lifestyle and fashion blogger.
Yes.
But what would you say to the to those who are cynical of this Instagram's move, basically saying they are not so concerned about mental health and, you know, the well-being of the youth and the teens, but it's basically the fact that influencers are making money off brands and Instagram has been left out. Once you remove the likes, these brands will have to go through Instagram for advertisements.
Absolutely. I think they will have to go. Because even now, whenever we promote a brand, they ask for engagements, they ask for insights, what exactly is, because until or unless a brand doesn't know where exactly is your reach, or maybe how many likes you're getting gender, and maybe from which location you're getting, they won't come up to you again for another campaign.
Correct.
Because they're not getting engagement. Maybe I am investing in you, but I know I'm not getting any results. Then what is the point of coming to you and getting ahead with a campaign? So I think going ahead with this, maybe it will affect and might brands come again and ask you for the engagements, because until or unless they don't get any report, they won't go ahead with an influencer.
Okay, let's quickly take a break and come back on the other side, get some views from the audience. Welcome back. Instagram's experiment to do away with likes, does this really help improve mental health of the youth, or is it just putting a band-aid on a gunshot wound? Let's get quick reactions.
Actually, as sir said, the parents has to take the responsibility, but it's not the parents' responsibility who has to take. It's our self and ethical responsibility should be there. Who has to concern about their self? It's their life.
All right, so don't depend on artificial intelligence. Use your own morals and values.
I agree with ma'am that potential dangerous actions should be banned on TikTok. They are letting which causes death, such as the persons are doing stunts, so it should be banned.
So how far do you go and who decides?
Actually, main isme addition karna chahta hu ke jo digital media hai aaj ke time mein India mein, ये अभी तक ये बून है या कर्स है, इस चीज़ पर आना पड़ेगा. इसके लिए पॉलिसीज़ को बहुत ज़्यादा रिसर्च करके आना पड़ेगा, और उसके बाद जो है जो प्रोड्यूसर्स हैं, कंज्यूमर्स हैं, उन सब के बीच में इसको इस तरह कर लाना पड़ेगा कि ये आगे जाके के यूज़फुल हो सके.
इज दिस अ बून और अ कर्स? एनी यूथ वांट टू टॉक अबाउट दिस बून और अ कर्स? गो अहेड.
Actually, I would like to say it's actually a curse, because we being youth are not getting into our full potential. I'd like to quote something.
Are you on social media?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on social media, but I'd like to share its con. Like, I search National Investigation Agency. In special states like radicalized youth living in Kashmir, they've been forced to, you know, for the incidents like stone pelting and everything. 79 WhatsApp groups have been found in which mobile numbers above 6,000 are found.
So there are these are the disadvantages of social media. It can be misused by anybody.
Yes, ma'am. Youth are influenced. Youth are getting influenced to get into wrong directions. But exactly, it is upon us that how actually.
So why are you on social media?
Ma'am, actually, I am on social media because I like to explore things. I actually use social media for getting new updates and news.
So then you can use it. You can curate it for something positive. You don't have to go down the negative path. Okay.
Exactly.
Are you? This is your mom.
Yes.
आप क्या कहेंगे, ma'am, इस सब के बारे में?
This is my advice to her or my verb. I have two children. They both of them use my advice to them is always that. अति सर्वत्र वर्जिते, तो आपको जो है हाउ मच टाइम यू आर स्पेंडिंग, यू हैव टू बी यू शुड नॉट बी टोटली इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय इट.
ओके ओके. लास्टली अ क्वेश्चन टू मेबी दिलीप, अमित सेन, इज दिस जस्ट अ नेचुरल साइकिल ऑफ थिंग्स? लाइक वी सेड, फेसबुक नाउ वी डोंट हैव यूथ ऑन इट, एंड सिमिलरली यू आर हैविंग ग्रुप्स लाइक सब रेडिट्स, यू नो, इंस्टाग्राम रियलिटी, देयर इज दिस ब्लॉग लाइक सेलेब फेस व्हिच इज पॉइंटिंग आउट यू नो द लूप होल्स, दैट देयर इज दिस बैड फोटोशॉपिंग हैपनिंग, एंड सो देयर इज नेचुरली वी आर गोइंग टू रीच अ स्टेज वेयर पीपल आर गोइंग टू पॉइंट आउट द फेक्स.
यू सी, व्हेनेवर अ थ्रेट हैपेंस टू अ लार्ज सेगमेंट ऑफ सोसाइटी, देयर इज ऑल्सो अ मार्केट फॉर दोज who are going to dish out advice to them. Okay,
yeah.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is that because it is a complex world, navigation is still something everybody is trying to learn. You think that we have a problem? Actually, many of the companies are trying to innovate faster than the kids are finding ways of using that platform. So sometimes the platform begins and the company doesn't realize it's going to be used in that manner. So they themselves have to learn. So this is an entrepreneurial business. What the gentleman said, that we need to have a national policy. Policies will always run 10 years behind.
Correct.
Any innovation.
Correct.
You can't expect innovation.
We don't even have a law on,
that's right,
on Facebook.
Because
everybody
by the time you
illegal
by the time
accounts.
You argue the law, the matter is dead. So
and
there's no point
on.
Wasting your time. And the third thing, yes, there are dangers. But when electricity came around, it was a danger. Children used to go and electrocute themselves by putting their hands into plug points. So the fact is that any new technology has huge dangers. The youth are more vulnerable than anyone else. The adults are slower adapters, so they feel that they're safer, but that's not the fact. They just don't know how to get on with that. And the third,
but it's
and
a life skill. You're saying for your generation, there was something that pushed you. You don't give up. And it's the same for this generation. You don't have to give up. That same skill.
And actually, now the barriers are going to be pushed much faster. So that's the only problem. Each child today has to learn the most important skill to cope with the speed of change.
I think, you know, the basic skill you teach any child, safety first, whatever you do, safety first. Vikram, last, you know, the Royal Society for Public Health suggests that social media platforms should have a disclaimer that an image has been altered. Is that realistic? So if I've, you know, photoshopped myself, lightened my skin, used something to make me look thinner, there should be a disclaimer. Why not?
Because it's a personal choice. It's a personal choice. If it's my Instagram page or my Facebook page or whatever, and I want to alter my picture and put it in a certain way, that's my personal choice. Why should I have to say that I've altered it?
You shouldn't be honest with the audience who's following you.
I think it's it's about a personal choice, I believe.
It's about a personal choice.
If a person wants themselves to look in a different way and in a more beautiful way, as they say that eyes, they get a hold on beautiful things more. And this is why probably audience is following you. Because they find you very nice and they find the content that you're creating, it's very beautiful and beyond something that they are looking forward to.
This is exactly the debate that we have
a responsibility as an influencer.
Of course. Yes, we have, but that doesn't mean that we cannot put in editing things or we cannot show Photoshop it.
No, you can, but you have to give a disclaimer.
Fake it so that they like it. Absolutely.
This will actually help get rid of the fake news problem. It's a major issue.
True.
WhatsApp ran a huge campaign around it, which is commendable. I think this is the route that even Instagram should take because you have to reach the masses, you have to reach the grassroots, you have to reach the core of the problem to solve it. Hiding likes is just one aspect.
So this is
comments
not
are still there.
So hiding likes is not going to help.
This is not going to help. Okay, thank you so much. We're unfortunately completely out of time. On We the People, we believe it's important to speak up but also to listen. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.